Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ami Organics Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Nair from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Yusuf. Good evening, everyone. I am Prashant Nair from Ambit Capital. I welcome you to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Ami Organics. From the management, we have with us Mr. Naresh Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Bhavin Shah, CFO. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Bhavin Shah for opening comments. Over to you, Bhavin.
Thank you, Prashant. Good evening, everyone. We are pleased to welcome you all to our earnings conference call to discuss Q1 FY24 financials. Please note that a copy of our disclosure is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could be construed as forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. The conference call is being recorded, and the transcript along with the audio of the same will be made available on the website of the company and exchanges. Please also note that the audio of conference call is the copyright material of Ami Organics and cannot be copied, rebroadcast, or attributed in press or media without specific and written consent of the company. With that, I would like to hand over the floor to our CMD, Mr. Naresh Patel, for his opening statement. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhavin. Thank you, Prashant bhai. Good evening, everyone. I hope you all are doing well. A warm welcome to our Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. Before I discuss the business performance of the company, I will take a couple of minutes to discuss some important economy and industry trends. Global economies are grappling with inflation except for China, which is experiencing deflation, which has led to reduced internal demand and pricing pressure. The oversupply issue in China's manufacturing sector has compelled them to export excess production worldwide. As a result, solvent and key raw material prices have decreased, along with lower cost of pharmaceutical and agrochemical intermediates. So the supply-side situation has improved significantly, and I anticipate demand-side challenges to normalize in future, which brings about a balance. Hence, the current state of the chemical industry is transient with prospects of the recovery ahead. Coming to the performance of Ami Organics during the quarter, as you all know, Q1 has historically been a weak quarter for us. Our revenue from operations for quarter was rupees 132 crore, which is 9% growth over Q1 FY23. I'm extremely pleased that we have been able to deliver sustained growth during the quarter on the back of deflationary pricing environment in the chemical industry. I will let Bhavin discuss the numbers in detail later. Coming to the business segment, the pharmaceutical intermediate business grew by 5% during Q1 FY24. The slower growth was due to sluggish demand in the export market, which was balanced by robust transition in the domestic market. This is a reflection of our diversified portfolio, which always helps us wade through difficult quarters. Moving on to specialty chemical business, we have been highlighting this throughout last year that our focus through the period was on streamlining operations, optimizing capacity, upgrading process, which took its sweet time. As guided earlier, this year we will start seeing the fruits of these efforts. In fact, the results are visible in Q1, where the business has already picked up, and our revenue from specialty chemicals business has jumped by 25% year-on-year to rupees 27 crore. Now, please understand, this is in the backdrop of a very challenging environment that the industry is going through, and we are still able to deliver on this front. I would like to highlight here that we have sent validation samples to the customers for new products during Q1, and we have now received commercial orders for the same. I will disclose more about this product once we start commercial supplying in coming quarters. While the product will ramp up gradually, this will catalyze the specialty chemicals growth further. Overall, I believe we will see robust growth in specialty chemicals in FY24. Coming to the electrolyte additives business, we are very close to signing contracts with few customers, and updates will be shared as soon as and how we progress. What I can say is the size of these contracts will be larger than what we had anticipated. I believe we will see the numbers coming in our books during half year to FY24. On concluding note, I believe even as the external environment remains challenging, we are confident delivering strong 20-25% growth during the year. With that, I request our CFO, Mr. Bhavin Sahab, to discuss the financial issues. Over to you, Bhavin.
Thank you, Naresh Bhai. Good evening, everyone. I would like to briefly touch upon the key performance highlights for the quarter and year ended 30th June 2023. And then we'll open the floor for question and answer. I will begin with quarterly updates. Revenue from operations for the quarter was at 142 crore, up 8.7% as compared to 131 crore in Q1 FY23. The gross profit for the quarter was at rupees 63.7 crore, which was flat when compared to same period last year. The gross margin for the quarter was at 44.8%. Lower gross margin was due to change in product mix during the quarter. EBITDA for the quarter was at rupees 25.2 crore, up 9.7% as compared to rupees 22.9 crore in Q1 FY23. EBITDA margins for the quarter were at 17.7% compared to 17.5% in Q1 FY23. EBITDA margin grew by 20 basis points in Q1 FY24 compared to the same period in last year. The growth in EBITDA margin was somewhat suppressed on account of higher employee costs, which was driven by annual increments, performance bonus, as well as higher wages. Please note that as per Government of Gujarat, increase minimum wages of the workers by 25% for all category of workers, which has impacted the employee cost during the quarter. PAT for the quarter was at 16.6 crore, up 12% on YOY basis. The PAT margin for the quarter were at 11.7% as compared to 11.3% in Q1 FY23. Export for the quarter was at 37%, whereas domestic business was at 63%. I would like to highlight that the export business looks low during the quarter due to two main reasons. First, Naresh Bhai has also alluded in his opening remarks that demand in export market was sluggish in Q1. And second point is that one of the formulators changed their API supplier from overseas to India. Therefore, those products, the supply was in a domestic business during the quarter. Coming to balance sheet, we have net debt-free balance sheet with net cash balance of around 28 crore as at 30th June 2023. Before I conclude, I would like to highlight that Q1 is always weak for us, but I believe that we'll witness a strong growth sequentially from Q2 onwards, which will be coupled with upward trajectory in EBITDA margin, and therefore we are confident to deliver 20 to 25% growth with more than 21% EBITDA margin for the financial year 2024. With this, I conclude my remarks and request the moderator to open the floor for a question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Chirag Lodaya from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, my first question was on intermediate business. So we grew around 5% and, you know, the growth in this challenging environment, etc. You already alluded to that. If you can just help us understand, you know, what exactly led to this? Is it more volume pressure, pricing pressure you are seeing, or increasing competitive intensity in some of your products? So some color on that would be helpful.
So you mean to say is that 5% growth is lower because of competition and all? Is it correct?
We're trying to understand what exactly led to this weakness.
Yeah. So current market scenario is like this, where the pharmaceutical market is little bit growing, taking actions, and it is moving faster. Against the other pharmaceutical API market worldwide. Our major business is in Europe for regulated market, and generic market is based in Asia and mainly in India. See, because of the current price decremental of the key raw material, and one of our customers has also toll manufacturing started in India, our domestic sales is increased, and overall our domestic sales is margins are 2 to 3% lower than the our exports. So that has also directly impacted on our margin. Whereas growth point of view, because the raw material price go down, our top line is also have a decrease because domestic is always spot basis. So on the current raw material price, we have to take an order. So this is the reason why it is little bit on a lower side growth compared to we are expecting.
So if I just look at remainder of this financial year, we are still confident of achieving 20-25% growth. So from where we are driving this confidence? Is it new product addition which will drive the growth, or existing products you see much better ramp up in coming quarters?
The growth is the beauty of Ami Organics product product distribution is so that we have a versatile distribution. It will not impacting with any product go down or any customer go down. So, and one more thing is that there are few products which we have done validations and approvals in last 3 years. Now it's becoming a mature. And we are expecting the order of that in Q3, Q4. So that will bring us a new growth in our, and existing current business is also having visibility which gives us and confidence that still we can able to manage the 20-25%. And that is also one of the reasons that rather than giving the fixed number, we have given this range because we are expecting there will be a price pressure on the top line, and that's how we have changed our guideline last quarter by 20-25%.
And sir, this change in mix which we have seen towards export versus domestic, is this going to continue for remainder of the year, or this was one-off which has happened?
No, it will be changed back to the normalization because our few of our long-term contract customer has shifted their production from half year from H1 to H2, and that is the reason why our export was a little bit lower in Q1, but it will be from H2 of them will be incremental. So that will be go back to our normal. We have 60-40, 55-45 like that.
55%. Okay. And Naresh bhai, on electrolyte, you have mentioned that we are very close to signing of the contract, and the contract size would also be much larger than earlier anticipated. So in this context, what kind of readiness we have, because we need to create capacities and, it will also have some lead time. So if you can throw some color on the kind of capacities we need to create and the kind of capex it will incur.
Yeah, so basically, right from beginning, we are always saying that electrolyte is our not part of our guideline, and that our statement was we had always stick with that. The reason for lower cost of getting an order because of the targeting of IRA of US related market. And now we got in this last 2 months, we had a very good development in that area. And before placing a large order, customer is expecting to visit our facility, and once it will be finished, then we go for the large volume agreement and we start supplying. Related to capacity, yes, we need to put up a capacity, larger capacity once we start. Initially, we start with a lower demand, and then slowly, slowly, it will be picked up to the larger, and for that, we may have to put up a additional capacity, which will be dedicated manufacturing site for both the electrolyte, FEC, and VC.
What could be the quantum of CAPEX?
It is it's very sensitive in terms of information, and also I'm not right now discussing the things, but time comes, we will probably give you the all the information related to CAPEX and quantum and also the future guideline of the business as well.
Got it. Just one question, Bhavin bhai, then I'll come back in the queue. Other expense were quite low in this quarter. What could be the reason for the same?
So in other expense, as we have more domestic supply, we are able to save on export logistic. Also, we have changed the fuel in at Jhagadia from A4 to coal. That has given us some benefit, as well as we have able to save something on our effluent treatment cost also. So cumulatively, all this is giving us a better other expense.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Anand.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nilesh Kuge from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Arif, sir, and Bhavin. So my first question on our Fermion contract. So as per our presentation, that commercial production is expected to start from 4Q of FY24. And correct me if I'm wrong. So we have contracts for three products, right, sir? And so out of these three products, how many products we are planning to launch from 4Q? And what kind of revenue do you envisage from this contract? So any color on this, sir?
Okay, let me, thank you. First of all, let me correct that we have a contract of one product. The other three are under approval, and one we are already supplying since the clinical trial. So only one, the final product contract we have, and then there are four intermediates go to the final product. Out of that, three we are developing. One is one of the, one is either the supplied or maybe some other indigenous company maybe supplied to us. But the final product, which we have done the contract with them, it will be long-term 10 years contract with the formula.
Okay. And sir, potential revenue in FY25?
Potential revenue, as per the agreement with them, we are not allowed to disclose the revenues and all. Similarly, what we have had said about electrolyte, because the company which is very cautious about the disclosures, so they don't allow us to disclose revenues and potentiality. But that will be a sizable in terms of from Q4, and it will be mature in FY25. It's fully mature. We already received the other commercial orders for supplying in Q4.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Sir, my second question is on our electrolyte additive business. So here also, if you can, I know that the ramp up will be also here also will be very gradual. So what kind of revenue you envisage, not just near term, but 3 to 5 year perspective? And I know that you are adding products also in this. So, but still, if you throw some light on this.
The current development in last 3-4 months and current agreement, LOI signs and all, that will be much bigger than what we are doing right now. So it will be, I'm not guiding you, I'm not giving you any projections for that, but that will be as expectation of the we got the reports from the some research, it will be much bigger than 2 or 3x bigger than what we are. Yeah, so I don't know up to what what was my answer up to what he could able to hear.
Last question. Yeah, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, so did you get my answer?
Yeah, sure. Now my last question to Bhavin. See, what was the revenue of our Baba Fine Chem during this quarter? How much revenue we reported?
So let me tell you that we are yet to do this, but just to give you a ballpark number, it will be around 12 crore.
Bhavin, it is not yet merged with us. So how can you disclose the number?
Bhavin, you are not audible. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry.
So we will disclose the number of Baba Fine Chem when we complete the transaction and merge it in our balance sheet.
Okay, this quarter number, consolidated number, does not include Baba Fine Chemical number.
Yes, so this does not include Baba Fine Chem.
Okay, fair enough. So that's all from my end, sir, and all the best for your future work. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sudarshan Parmadathan from JM Financial PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So my question, you know, if I, you know, again, split the business into two parts, the Gujarat Organics and the core business, we have been seeing some kind of an improvement in Gujarat Organics. So what is the margins that we are working today with, and where do we see the margins by the end of this quarter and, you know, probably in FY25?
Mr. Padmanabhan, for a specialty, current margin is 11.1%, and as we mentioned that we'll improve this margin by 100 basis point, 50 to 100 basis point every quarter. So we would like to take this margin up to 18-19%, that is 3-4% lower than our peak pharmaceutical, pharma intermediate margin.
Sure, sir. Sir, with respect to, you know, the pricing environments, what we are saying is, I think, you know, in your opening remark, we talked about a deflationary environment. So I am just trying to understand, you know, whether we are working on a EBITDA, you know, somewhat around EBITDA per kg basis or an EBITDA margin, fixed margin basis. Just trying to understand whether in a deflationary scenario, our absolute EBITDA outlook would change in any way.
EBITDA margin is the net outcome of everything. Primarily, as you know, that for our export business, we have a long-term contract, and domestic business work on a spot basis. So it is not as a thumb rule, we'll fix a fixed percentage of EBITDA. It will depend on the product to product, and it will change based on the long-term contract and agreement with the customer.
Sure, sir. And sir, when we are talking about, you know, this 20-25% growth, I mean, it is quite heartening because your 9 months growth should be, you know, at least 25%. Is it coming from your confidence on, you know, the Fermion contract, which you are going to execute in the fourth quarter? Or is it more on some of the parts where you believe across the board you're seeing a fair amount of growth coming in electrolytes, your base business in, you know, pharma intermediates, as well as, you know, the Fermion contract, all the three put together?
Thank you. Electrolyte business is not a part of this growth, but yes, there are some portions from the Fermion contract and some portions which is we got an approval and formal commitment from the customer. Based on that, we are right now guiding 20-25% growth. For the time being, it is not necessary to revise the growth target because we have on confirmation and on book sufficient projections which we had discussed with our customers. If something will be changed, we will upfront come and inform you. But for the time being, we are confident that we will reach 20-25%.
Yes, sir. One final question before I join the queue is a little bit, you know, more from a strategy perspective on, you know, Baba Fine Chem. Not necessarily asking the numbers, but, you know, since this capability can be extrapolated in terms of newer avenue of growth. One is, what is, you know, when can we expect, you know, visible numbers to start flowing through? And number two, what is the kind of quantum in terms of jump that we can expect from, you know, this business over 2 to 3 years?
Numbers will be started coming in from Q2, end of Q2. And jump will be, you will see in FY25.
In terms of magnitude of numbers, would it be, you know, quite substantial to our size, sir? I mean, just qualitatively trying to understand.
Bhavin, did you get the question?
So right now, as we have not merged, we refrain to answer this question. But already we have mentioned that what was the last year transaction and their growth rate.
Sure. Thanks a lot. I'll join back to you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akul Brochwala from Ocean Dial Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Two questions from my side. First on Ankleshwar CapEx. So, you know, in terms of the contract with Fermion, like, can you probably share as to like how many lines or, you know, what proportion of the CapEx that we are doing would be dedicated towards Fermion contract? It's not looking for exact quantification, but, you know, qualitatively, what portion of our capacity will get occupied because of that contract at Ankleshwar?
So in Ankleshwar, we are doing 4 blocks. Out of that, 3 is for manufacturing and one block for the solvent recovery and hydrogenation. So out of the 3 main blocks, 1 block is only dedicated for Fermion. These 2 blocks are freely available for our future product as well as some other customers with whom we are right now talking similar kind of arrangement.
Understood. And basically the kind of products that we are going to launch would be similar to what we manufacture today. Is that understanding correct?
No, it is that new 2 blocks are we are getting for our future product coming into the pipeline, as well as the opportunity to have a contract like from you this weekend. We are in discussion with two of the customers.
Okay, and like in terms of CapEx, are we progressing as per the timeline at Ankleshwar?
Yes, it is as per the timeline. There are a few delays because of the monsoon, but we are expecting to catch it up in time.
Understood. And secondly, you know, on your comment that the expectations from electrolyte, the customers are sort of getting ready for a larger LOI. So, you know, like, what has really changed? Like, is it purely based on volumes, or also do you expect that the realizations eventually will be much better than what we would have estimated earlier?
See, earlier we were talking with the electrolyte formulator. Now, end customer of the battery are interested and they are signing the contract, and they are it's a tri-party or four-party agreements are happening where we are in a long-term signing supply contract. So that's how supply chain establishment was happening. So once everything will happen, then we will commercially start.
Right. So, you know, considering these factors, like from a Jagadia 500 tons, like, do you expect, and like you mentioned that FY, we can expect revenues to kick in from FY24 itself. So, do you expect at least that 500 tons to be sold out this year?
Yes.
Understood. Fair point. And lastly, like, you know, just taking this question forward, we mentioned in our past calls that we are looking at a market share of 5% to 10%. So that would be roughly 10,000-15,000 tons. So, do you expect this initial phase of investment to sort of move forward, or do you still expect that this would be the initial size of the capacity that you would be adding up?
There are several things that are involved in this. So if we do, very honestly, I'm saying that the quantity which I'm looking for in the past was maybe it will be violated and maybe go up, or maybe it will be remain at that size. So currently, we are waiting for so many things which has to be concluded.
Fair point. Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we move to the next question, reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Jason Soans from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, thanks for taking my question. So first of all, I would just want to mention that, Naresh, sir, your voice is actually very muffled. I'm sure a lot of other participants are also facing the same issue. We're not able to hear you clearly. I don't know why this was not highlighted before. So, yeah. So, yeah, in the same respect, if I just wanted to ask you first, sir, what's your outlook on the Specchem business? I know you have invested a lot in flow chemistry into various chemicals, such as methyl salicylate and other avenues as well. Just wanted to from you an understanding on where you can see the specialty chemicals business grow from here on.
So my point of view, specialty chemical business has a good potential, but currently it has a little bit on a pressure from international market, mainly from China, especially from agrochemicals and some color chemicals. So it's a high pressure from China. But it is a bounce back very soon. The company which is working on a technology upgradation, process innovations, and commanding on a cost effectiveness will definitely grow in that. AMI Organics is continuously working. We had converted our methyl salicylate process from base to continuous. That has make us sustainable in this difficult period as well. Similarly, in Parabens also, we are working with some innovative process where which is bringing us also commanding position in Parabens as well. And then we already introduced some new molecule segments like UV absorbers in the paint industries, as well as some polymers, additives and monomers. So that will, this will bring us the growth as well as this, our specialty chemical will be having a sustainable performance in the future.
Okay, sir. And as far as the advanced intermediate business, have you seen in this quarter Chinese competition increasing considerably in that aspect, and probably that's why growth has been moderated to some extent?
I'm not getting your question. It's echoing for me. I don't know.
Yeah, what I was asking in the advanced intermediate business, I just wanted to know that from a Chinese perspective, do you see the competitive intensity increasing, and probably that's why growth moderated there in this quarter to some extent. Is that also a factor? I understand you mentioned other factors such as lower raw material prices, lower prices, sluggish growth as well. So is the increase in Chinese competitive intensity also one factor for the moderated growth?
Yeah. For overall pharma market, yes, there is some issues related to advanced intermediate from China, but particularly for AMI Organics, mostly of our products, we are dominating in the market. The growth little bit retarded because of the top line price revision based on the current market size. But that will be definitely go back to the normalizations, because sooner or later it will be going to the normal prices, because raw material price, current raw material price will be giving us an advantage to the our top line. So it will be reduced, we will be improve our margin and our growth.
Okay. And so just finally, this Fermion contract, of course, you have backed that, and that's a milestone for you. Any more color on how you can, you know, probably expand to other intermediates and expand the scope of the contract there?
Sir, the Fermion contract is a long-term contract. It requires a lot of regulatory approvals, a lot of validations, and it is not a one-day job. It will take time. A customer has to make their APIs, APIs has to make their formulation has to be approved worldwide. So it will take time. But whatever good thing is that we achieved first contract, which is a very large contract, which is an end product, which is in four intermediates out of that one we already making. Three we are supposed to be supplying sooner or later when we do the validation. So it will be a good opportunity for Ami Organics to add this new molecule inside the final product.
Okay, thanks a lot for answering my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rinkin Shah from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Naresh bhai. So at this point, the specialty chemicals business is geared more towards parabens and methyl salicylate, which is not very high margin at this point. So going forward, where are we in our journey to add more products which are more value added?
Definitely, we are working on that, but we can't stop current product and wait for the new product to take care. So we have to be, it's a phase-wise program we have made where we will phase out the old product with a low margin. Yeah, by introducing the new product with high margin.
So I'm asking that, you know, where, so the sort of a blurry timeline would also help abroad, maybe, if you can share.
We are saying that we want to go to 19% margin, EBITDA margin. That cannot be achieved with these two products. So we have a one or two years program where we do improvement in the profit margin of the current existing product and also introduce new high margin product. And by this way, we can utilize our capacity as well as we can incremental revenue and EBITDA margin.
Got it. Okay, so my next question is regarding the electrolyte part of it. So considering the Inflation Reduction Act, which we have spoken about before by the US government, so with the new contracts in electrolytes, are we expecting a better pricing than current VC prices?
See, the pricing existing in China is with the benefit of the Soltex benefit, and that's how it will be $7-$9. But if you add them when their commercial price, if they have to export, they have to export at around $10, $12, $13. So, which is the price which we want to have a better price than them because the customer which want to sell in US or some other market, China, they don't want from China. So that market we are targeting where we can get $1 or $2 better pricing than them.
Got it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we move to the next question, reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Gagan Thareja from ASK Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, the first question is on your sales. Is it possible to understand, you know, year-on-year, how much would, you know, prices have gone down and how much would volume have moved up in your sales? Tonnage moved up and price gone down. How, if you could split the sales growth into that?
It's a detailed question. I can, we can give you one-on-one if you want. There are some products which goes up, some products which go down, but it is a, because the number of products we sold is 80-90 products. It's difficult to say the answer on.
Okay. Okay, but your input prices would also have corrected, you know, key starting material prices have come down quite sharply. Is it possible to understand how much would the KSM prices that you use would have come down?
Remember, we import only very, very few percent, 20-28% total import of our total material. So that is not helping us. We do most a lot of our raw material in-house. We cut all manufacturing and then we use in-house. So definitely there is some reduction there, but that reduction is the reduction of the commodity price is much higher. So that's how we have to adjust our price accordingly. But if you want detail, we can give you the detail on that. I think Bhavin can able to.
We can connect separately and we can provide with this.
Okay. Sir, may I just sort of request, if you could, you know, possibly repeat the last part of what you said. Your voice is not very, very, very clear, or, you know, sometimes it's difficult to understand what you're stating. I couldn't get the whole of your reply, but I'll connect separately with Bhavin and you to get the details. The final question is on the Fermion contract. Another Indian company has also been awarded a contract by Fermion. Just want to understand, you know, if it pertains to the same molecule. Would you have any understanding of whether it pertains to the same molecule as the one that you are going to supply for, or is it you know, a completely separate drug for which they will be supplying?
Particularly, I don't know who had done the contracts, and by legally, I am bound not to talk about that. We got the contract, we got the order, and we have order or sizable order in our hand, and we will supply that that product what we are.
Okay. Fine. And when you guide, you know, for that. The top line that you're giving, 20-25%, does it assume any improvement in the prices of the products that you are now selling? I understand that they are depressed currently, and that's not a sustainable phenomenon. But are you already presuming any change in them when you give the guidance, or are you presuming that they, you know, irrespective of what the current prices are, if they sustain, you can still manage that growth?
I try to give my honest answer on that, because whatever the commitment and projected requirements from our customers, what we have on hand, it's knew that we can able to grow up to 20-25% growth in our revenue. Suppression in the price, top line, maybe is another routine phenomena. Maybe it will be settled down and then it will be go up definitely, because raw material price will not be remaining in this level. In that case, we can have an advantage of that. But we have considered all our projected forecasts, what we received, what are the orders we have in our end, and which are the new products which is going to be launched in this year. Based on that, we have given our projection from 20-25% of the growth on FY24.
Okay. And on the on the pharmaceutical intermediates business, you know, if I reference your last conference call, you know, you I think you indicated that Q4 of last year you exited at almost 23% margin, if I remember it correctly, and you indicated that for FY24 for the whole year you should be in a position to maintain that. I understand, you know, that things have changed and
input prices have changed and output prices have changed. But is it possible to sort of further break down your EBITDA or margin guidance and you know, give us an indication of what you're looking for in terms of possible margins for the pharmaceutical piece specifically?
So Gagan, for the quarter it is 20.2% for pharma intermediate, and it should improve from here on. And what we achieved last quarter was what is the best quarter for us. So it should steadily improve from here.
Okay.
And on a yearly basis, we should say that we should improve 50 to 100 basis point from last year.
Okay, 50 to 100 basis point from last year. And on the electrolyte business, you know, I presume for the two products, you know, that you had earlier disclosed, you subsequently disclosed two more, but for the earlier two products, the prices have also moved and moved in a fairly volatile fashion. Given the current prevailing prices, would the margins on those products, as and when the contracts are brought to fruition, would the margins compare and be similar to what you are being able to generate currently on an aggregate basis, or would the margin profile there be very different from this?
No, margin will be there. As we said that our cost is as equivalent as the Chinese cost. So margin will be remaining as equivalent or better than what we are doing right now.
I'm sorry, you were not very clear. Are you saying that the margins will be similar to what you're doing currently?
Yeah, or better than that.
Okay. All right. And if I recall correctly, 1Q of last year, Bhavin Bhai, you had indicated there was a 70 lakhs sort of a non-recurring or a one-off expenditure in the other expenses, if I refer back to the commentary then.
Yes.
The numbers that you've currently given out are inclusive of that number in the other expenses?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And when you compare that, so that one of other expense of Q1 last year includes that number.
Okay. All right. And could you also give the FX variation, you know, loss or gain for this quarter and for the comparable quarter last year?
So FX gain for the quarter is at 48 lakhs, and it was negligible last year.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participant, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Bharat Chandra, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Pardon me, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there was no response from the current participant, we take that as the last question. Thank you very much, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ambit Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.